From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Managers of the space shuttle Discovery have a new issue to deal with. NASA says that upon liftoff, a 20-inch strip of insulating blanket just below the commander's window puffed out like a pillow. The worry is that it will break free and hit the shuttle during re-entry. Managers say it will be 48 hours before they decide how big a problem this is and whether it can be repaired.
NASA hopes to resolve another problem early tomorrow morning. An astronaut will try to remove two small pieces of filler material that are sticking out from Discovery's heat shield. Discovery's crew was wary when it first heard about the plan, but the astronauts and experts on the ground are now set to go ahead. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
This will be the first time that an astronaut has gone under the space shuttle during a spacewalk. It's a place everyone would rather stay away from. The shuttle's heat shields are delicate and must withstand temperatures of thousands of degrees during reentry. Paul Hill is the mission's lead flight director.
You know, the reaction across the community is that we're nuts for trying to put a crew member that close to glass-covered tiles, where if we drop a tool or a boot comes out of a foot restraint, we could kick the tile and damage it worse. On Friday or so, when we first started working this seriously, a large part of our community, even while we were trying to develop the techniques, most of the folks in that room really did not want to do this.
But it turns out the procedure probably will not put the tiles at significant risk. David Wolf heads the astronaut office's spacewalk branch. Last weekend, engineers on the ground put the plan to the test.
We went to the laboratory and started doing it with the proper bends and the proper protections. And we had difficulty even inducing intentional damage.
And engineers say it is important to try to remove the pieces of fabric. In 1995, a shuttle landed with a bit of filler material sticking out an inch or so. During reentry, the fabric disturbed the flow of air in that region. The temperature in the area reached an estimated 2,800 degrees. The tiles are designed to take 2,300 degrees. David Wolf has spent nearly 5 months in space himself. Today he demonstrated what astronaut Stephen Robinson would do tomorrow. Wolf put on a spacesuit glove and walked over to a set of square black tiles. In between two of the tiles was a piece of cloth, what NASA calls gap filler. It stuck out about an inch.
I'll come in very slowly, and our nominal plan is simply to get a hold of this gap filler and pull it out. And we expect it will be that simple. We'll put it in a trash bag, which will be stowed on the spacesuit about here.
Technicians have been planning the spacewalk for days. The repair has been rehearsed by people wearing spacesuits in a practice water tank.
Okay, I've got the cover in place. Got the forceps on the FOD.
Copy. Engineers have discussed whether it would be better to pull with fingers or with forceps. The plan is to try with fingers, then forceps. Plan B is to try to cut the fabric off with an improvised hacksaw. Plan C, scissors.
It's not too bad.
Looking very good from up here.
Stephen Robinson, the astronaut who will do the real thing tomorrow morning, says he feels well prepared.
Well, like most kinds of repairs, it's conceptually very simple, but it has to be done very, very carefully. The tiles, as we all know, are fragile, but the task is extremely simple.
The space program is often seen as fulfilling the human need to explore. For the Discovery crew, this mission has been like a week of errands and home repair. The astronauts have fixed two broken gyroscopes, delivered thousands of pounds of supplies, including new exercise equipment and drinking water, and when they leave the space station, they will take out the trash. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.